Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Homer Chamber of Commerce and Winter King Salmon Tournament Committee announced that the 28th annual Homer Winter King Salmon Tournament held on Sunday handed out the second largest amount of cash prizes in the tournament's history. The total amount was $218,189. Even with the tournament being postponed for one day due to the forecasted weather conditions, there was over 1,300 registered anglers and 408 boats that participated. Brad Anderson with the Homer Chamber of Commerce.
It's just a great day, sunny day, beautiful setting there at the end of Freight Dock Road at the backside of the Homer Harbor. I mean, the backdrop of Kachemak Bay right behind you on a sunny day like that, there's just nothing better. So we had an incredible time, huge turnout of people coming out there. There were 408 boats that were in this tournament, and so that parade of boats coming back in was quite a sight to see. And for the second year, the Marley family, the older brother of last year's winner, Weston Marley was the winner this year, and he was the top prize with a 27.38-pound fish. The congratulations to that family who's been fishing these waters for many, many years, and so they've handed down some great tradition to their kids.
Other unofficial results currently showing that he will earn $84,619 in total cash prizes, including the team's side tournament winnings. This year's youth prize winner was 12-year-old Braden Niebuhr with a 10.46-pound king. Anderson spoke on the one-day postponement of the tournament to Sunday due to the weather.
The weather certainly presented us some challenges, so we had to shift the start of the tournament one day to Sunday. Anytime you make a change, people, you know, set their travel plans accordingly. But for safety-wise, we really needed to do that because the seas were a little bit too rough and the temps were very cold, so that would have been some freezing mist conditions for people coming out of the harbor, which really wouldn't put it safe.
For a complete list of official results, log on to RadioKenai.com. The Senate passed a bill extending the termination date of the State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board. The board is set to expire June 30th of this year, and in voting 16-0 to pass Senate Bill 222, it would be extended to June 30th of 2030. Bill sponsor Senator L.V. Gray Jackson said,
"The board provides oversight for medical services utilized by many Alaskans. Extending the board's termination date will allow for continued regulation of the practice of physical and occupational therapy in our state, ensuring that the industry adheres to best practices. The legislative auditor determined that the board served in the public's best interest by conducting meetings in accordance with state laws, amending certain regulations to improve the professions of physical therapy and occupational therapy, and effectively licensing and regulating physical therapists, physical therapy assistants, occupational therapists, and occupational therapy assistants. Mr. President, there is no opposition to the board's extension, and I urge the body to support this bill."
The board consists of 7 members. They also can pass on the qualification of applicants, provide for the examination of applicants, issue temporary permits and licenses to qualified people, suspend, revoke, and/or refuse to issue a new license, keep a current register listing the name, business address, state, and number of license of each person who's licensed to practice, and adopt regulations establishing qualifications for licensure renewal. The bill passed on a 16-0 vote and was transmitted to the House for consideration. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.